Stakeholder perceptions of inventory. The supply of materials must be maintained at a level that satisfies the needs of the various stakeholders in a business. The inventory manager often finds that these needs conflict. Business leaders making strategic decisions may see inventory as a cost that limits investments in new opportunities and growth. They also fear loss of the value of inventory, which is listed as an asset on the business's balance sheet, through obsolescence and inventory shrinkage. According to the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, this is defined as reductions of actual quantities of items in stock, in process, or in transit. The loss may be caused by scrap, theft, deterioration, evaporation, and so forth. Financial managers often seek to keep the value of inventory low since this affects a business's financial metrics. The business's financial performance is of prime interest to owners and stockholders, existing or potential creditors, and management, who may be incentivized according to certain metrics. Inventory is a large component, often the largest, of a business's assets. The return on assets ratio, ROA, illustrates the impact of large inventory value on a business's profitability. As the value of inventory grows, assets increase, and the ROA measure of profitability decreases. In the example above, decreasing assets, perhaps through inventory reduction, by $500,000 results in a 3-point improvement in ROA. Operations managers look at inventory as key their output. When inventory is not available to sustain production, output drops, along with performance metrics for operations. Sales and marketing functions will have an incentive to maximize the customer service level and thus increase inventory levels to ensure that no sales or due dates are missed. Specifically, marketing wants sales income to offset its own investments in promotions, and sales wants sufficient inventory to ensure that customers can purchase the product on their first attempt. Unavailability of product or stockout can result in temporary or potentially permanent losses of business to competitors or other alternatives. Distributors, wholesalers, and retailers will also have an incentive to ensure that stockouts are rare. In addition to missing sales, customers may become dissatisfied and shop elsewhere or have less customer loyalty, so the impact of missed sales may translate to lower market share. And consumers, of course, want the right product in the desired amount with the desired quality at the desired time. This necessitates having sufficient levels to meet demand wherever it may occur. Having said all this, note that some organizations have higher levels of supply chain maturity than others. Organizations and supply chains that are better at collaborating will understand these tendencies and will be able to find balanced solutions in regular communications.